Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy B.I.G. A.N.T. back with another episode of the Can I Kick a Podcast. Man, it seems like forever since we've been here. We've got a lot of catching up to do. This episode is going to be a cool, calm, and collective episode. You guys know how I like to do my solos. Today, we're going over mine. This is my opinion. But my favorite or my top 10 Marvel superheroes. So, with that being said, you guys already know. If you're new here, we appreciate you. But if you've been rocking with us, we appreciate you even more. And I got a couple shout outs to give out in the meantime. A lot of people have been making moves under the radar. Shout outs to my boy Martinez Guy Chokes. Shout outs to you. Shout outs to you boys and lady of the Splits Podcast. But yeah, man, let's get into it, man. It's gonna be a fun episode. Remember, it's my opinion. I know you Marvel fans are really picky on who you like and who you don't like. So don't kill me just yet. See you guys in the episode. Peace.
I be up early in the morning waiting for an episode to drop.
Let's go.
Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I get up? Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I get up? Can I get
up? I be up early in the morning waiting for an episode to drop.
Going on, everybody. It's your boy B.I.G. A.N.T. I don't even know where to start, guys. I know I've been out the game for about a couple of weeks now, and you know, just to be super honest with you guys, man, work has been kicking my ass. For those of you who don't know, I live in Florida, so the Florida weather has been extra phenomenally hot as of lately. You know, I'm battling 100 degrees plus with humidity every day out in the sun, and it's just been a crazy couple of weeks, man. So you know, I got some stuff to update you guys on. I got a couple of shout outs, but today's episode, we talking Marvel. Yes, baby, Marvel, baby. I made a little short top 10 list of my favorite characters. It's not in any particular order, but it kind of is towards the top. And, you know, I've always wanted to do one of these. You know, I wanted to bring a couple of other people on here and talk about it, obviously, but I thought I started off with the top 10. No particular order except for maybe the top, but I'll let you guys know who's in order and who's not in order. It's got good guys and bad guys. I think it's got a couple of bad guys on there. Not too many though. And obviously I might flip it and do a all villains side of Marvel. You know, if you guys are rocking with this one, you know, let me know, and we'll do that. So, and for this weekend, me and Martinez Got Jokes are finally coming back together. We're going to be doing the King's Disease 2 Nazir album review. We tried to do an episode the other day, but the quality was kind of on the bad side. So we both agreed we shouldn't put it out. So we're going to be redoing it this Friday. So be on the lookout for that. So, and I got a couple of guests coming through. I might have my boy Cam come through, talk some music crap with us. You know how it is. Me and him always argue on Facebook, especially with the verses that just passed with the Lox, or should I say Jadakiss versus Dipset. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about, man. So I got a couple of guests lined up. You guys just stick with me. If you've been rocking with me still and you're still here, I appreciate you, man. Trust me, I appreciate you. I'm just trying to get the wheels turning again and get back in the zone. So before we get started, you guys already know, Kush Gang, KushGang.com. Use my coupon code KICKIT10. That's KICKIT number 10 to get 10% off your online order. Support your boys, Zay. Support the podcast. Tell somebody that you love them. Whew. Mouthful, baby. Mouthful. Before we get started, actually, let me go ahead and open up this lime Perrier water. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my fancy shit today. One second. There we go. All right. Man, sparkling water is awesome. heavily underrated, especially flavored sparkling water like this lemon and lime Perrier. Oh my God, it's amazing. So let's play catch up, guys. Let's play catch up. It's been a cool couple of weeks since we talked. And like I said, first of all, work has been crazy. And if you guys have been waiting and, you know, have been, you know, looking at older episodes, you know, it's much appreciated. I still do see the numbers coming in. So you guys just being here is just an amazing thing for me. You know, we're still creeping up on 100 episodes. Season 9 is probably the slowest season of all time. But we're getting to that stage now where we're getting closer and closer to episode 100, which is crazy to say. I say it every time, but it's even more crazy that we're creeping up on it. And you know, me and Martinez got jokes. We sat and we talked the other day, and we agreed on maybe doing some live video recording of the podcast on some episodes so we can update the YouTube. We do have a YouTube. The Can I Kick a Podcast does have a YouTube. And it's probably never been used other than uploading like episodes audio wise, you know. So we plan to change up a couple of things, you know, heading into the end of the year. So be on the lookout for that. It's in works, but we're going to make it work. You know, Martinez lives like a cool breeze, rock skip away, you know, 30 minutes away. And he's agreed to take the train. And do a, he's sacrificing a lot, you know. He's gonna take the train to my house, and you know, I could pick him up, and we do what we do, and then you know I would take him back, etc., etc. So he's bending over backwards, pause, and he might be doing a lot of stuff for us. So be on the lookout for that. And yeah, man, we got a lot of stuff planned. Just stick with us, and it's appreciated. Before we get started, though, let's go hand out a couple of these. Couple of these shout outs, you know, unbiased here. First shout out goes to my boy Martinez got chokes. My man hit a milestone the other day, and I'm ashamed that I don't have the number off the top of my head, but if you give me a quick second, I will scroll through Facebook or IG, whichever one comes closer. One second. Here we go. Okay, so as of 3 days ago, my boy has finally reached 50, that's 50, and a K, 50,000 followers on his TikTok. So, you know, obviously, wait a minute, we're missing our shit. You know, 50K, I don't even have 50K of anything. I have 50K lint balls in my pockets. And, you know how we always talk about grinding and doing what we love, and it's just a very, very motivating and inspirational thing to see one of your friends, one of your close friends, like my, this is my brother, this is my dog, you know, and to make it this far and to do something as big as 50,000 followers is mind blowing to me. And you know, we wish each other all type of success every time we talk on the episodes and in real life, you know. We always, you know, try to push each other to the next level. And him hitting 50K is just crazy to me. And it's mind blowing. And I'm so happy for him, and I'm so blessed that, you know, I can surround myself with people that don't give up, you know, that have the drive no matter what. You know, sometimes we get up in the morning and we don't want to go to work. And then sometimes we come home and we don't want to work on our craft. And this kid works his 9 to 5, comes home and is up all night working on skits, working on videos, content, always taking notes, writing ideas down. This kid does it all, you know, and then he comes back and he does the podcast with me and no questions asked. He's just always been there for me, man. And 50K is a lot, man. 50K is 50K less to 100K. You understand? And with him going, getting to 50K, he also, I think he said, like, last time we talked, he has a video that went viral at 1.something million views. And as of recording the other day, I think that was Monday or Tuesday. I think it was Monday we recorded, or Sunday, maybe even. It was one of those days. As of, you know, earlier this week, he told me he was creeping up on 2 million episodes. I mean, episodes, 2 million views, which is even more crazy. So in between all of that success, he's been able to gain more fans, more followers, and it just elevates his, you know, his game to the next level. And, you know, he's still pushing, still making great content, still making funny things, you know. He's consistent, bro. That's the main word. He's consistent, man. And these type of fields, you have to remain consistent and always push out whatever you can. You know, first of all, fall in love with what you do. And then when you do it to your best potential, you know. And this guy is just killing it, man. My boy is just absolutely destroying, like, everything he touches, man. So my first unbiased shout out to my boy. Go ahead and give him some more. You guys can follow him, Martinez_guy_jokes, basically on every platform: TikTok, IG, Facebook. Well, Facebook is his government, but any of the socials that we talk about mainly on here, IG and TikTok, you know. But one more time for my boy. Why not? You know, one more time for my boy. It's a beautiful thing, man. I can't tell you guys how motivational something so small is. It's something so small in some eyes, but it's huge in a lot of other eyes. Like my eyes, it's huge. It's really big. It's just motivating. It's inspirational. Like that can happen to anybody, and it happened to him. You know what I'm saying? That means it can happen to any of us. So like it's just the drive, you know, and you know, my dog is just, he's the shit, bro. I don't know what to tell y'all. He's the shit, man. He's the shit. So props to your boy Martinez Got Jokes, man. Take a sweet as Perrier, because I'm fancy. I got my pinky up. Hold on. And also what they say online and in social networks, see the videos where you can't drink seltzer water without bourbon, it's very true. So I'm taking small sips before I'm burping all over the podcast and all over my mic. Oh man. Okay, who we got next? This one is, you guys already know, man. This is my brother and my two brethren, and well, their new acquainted sister. And instead of me calling her Shorty, you know, I've been saying Splits Podcast, Johnny Jam, and Shorty. I've been calling her Shorty a lot. So I think now is a proper time to give her a proper introduction on the Can I Kick It podcast. So I looked her up on IG. I actually requested to be her friend. It's a shame that I had to do that right now, as long as they've been working together. And they have rejuvenated. Or she has. I'm just going to call it like it is. She has single-handedly rejuvenated the Splits podcast. You know, like I said, life comes and goes, and sometimes you got to take breaks. Obviously, like me, I took almost 3 weeks off. I haven't made an episode. And, you know, they ironed out what they had to iron out in life, and they called in for backup. And, her IG says Mel, so we're going to call her Mel. I'm guessing her name is Melissa. It could be Melanie, but I'm just going to call her Mel. You know, her at is It's Melly Baby. And that's with one eye on each, Melly and Baby. And from here, her IG says she's a creative engineer. And she has a website called Honey Beefly or Beefly. Honey Beefly. I thought I said Beefly. What the? Sorry, Mel. I didn't mean that. But it's Honey Beefly. And honeybeefly.com. All of her information is on her Instagram, which is, like I said, it's me or Melly Baby. And she single-handedly just swooped in, you know, like a crane just swooped in and, you know, set these guys up for success. And she does a whole bunch of, like, everything that they do together now is so much, it's like a breath of fresh air. You know, they have behind the scenes, they have like newer artwork, newer visuals, they're recording, they got guests. And the thing that gets me is that she, not only did she come from left field, but she added an extra voice to the podcast, which is dope. I love multi-person podcasts, like multi-personnel podcasts. And because, like, you know, like in me, you know, if it was me, you know, I bring Christian on here and it's me and him, and then it's me by myself or me and a guest, you know. But Christian is kind of like my co-host anyways. Like, he is my co-host. So, like, if there was ever an opportunity for me, him, and somebody else to sit in a room, I think that would be a hell of a dope episode, especially if it's in regards to anything that we, you know, we really mess with as far as, like, music and and, you know, current events and everything like that, and TikTok and comedy. So, you know, she, you know, Mel came in and, you know, she just basically just put, like, you know, she just filled up a syringe with, you know, rejuvenation juice, or, you know, this is what you guys need, and, you know, stuck it in their ass cheeks, and it blew up. And I'm really liking, you know, the whole scheme and the composure of the podcast now. I'm not saying that they weren't, you know, they weren't good before, and I'm not saying that because, you know, they're my boys and I'm biased. I always like their content, but, you know, she just adds like this extra flavor, which I'm actually enjoying. You know, I watched a couple of their I actually listened to a couple of their episodes, their newer episodes, and it's a really good listen. And I love the addition of everything and everybody that comes with, you know, with Mel, you know, with everything that she knows, everything that she's doing, everything that she's trying to do. Like, I pulled up the Splits podcast. They actually have scheduled uploads. Like, first of all, I got so much shit going on. I don't even think I can make a schedule, because I already tried that. I told you guys, you know, Tuesday and Fridays. You know, Tuesdays used to be TRC, but now it's my solo or guest. And Friday is the TRC now, which used to be my solo. And I'd be uploading on Mondays, Sundays, Thursdays, Saturdays. So to have a schedule in itself is amazing. You know, and like her schedule, I know she made it because John and Jim aren't that smart. But her episode schedule, like the Splits podcast schedule, it goes as Monday is the main episode audio release. So there's only an audio release on Monday. Then Tuesday is a video clip number one. I'm just reading over. I thought there was more video clips. So they do a video clip of number one of the main episode on Tuesday. Wednesday is the Split Bits bonus audio. So that's behind the scenes audio that you wouldn't hear in the main audio release. And Thursday, oh, there is. Thursday is video clip two of the main episode and the full video release. So they're giving you clips like teasers and trailers into, that's dope. Yo, Mel, yo, chill. Yo, chill. They're giving you another clip, another teaser of the actual video release that comes out on Thursday. And then Friday is Split Bits full video IG exclusive. So I'm guessing the Split Bits is like behind the scenes or other stuff that you didn't hear in the main episode, I'm guessing, because I actually haven't even looked into this, and this is as of August 3rd, so I have to look into that. But having a schedule is dope. It's super, super dope. It's super hard, but, you know, they're lucky to have a group of people, you know, between John Jam and Mel and Mel's crew, because I think Mel has some other people that work with her doing these things, and, you know, coming and going between audio and visual and videos and doing the podcast and uploading and you know, everything else in between. So they have the team now. They have the team and they have the chemistry. Everything is working really well. And, you know, shout outs to John and Jam for reaching out to bring in new people, because it's really hard to get strangers to really, really rock with you. You know, that's my thing. Like, letting in other people into your thing is kind of, you gotta pick the right people. You know what I'm saying? You gotta pick the right people, because there's a lot of times you make mistakes, and sometimes it's too late to go back. You know what I'm saying? But this edition, you know, just going over their IG and everything like that, and her IG, you know, it just seems so much more fluent and fresh. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I don't know what else to say. You know, I'm loving it. You know, they definitely did the part on this, man. They scored real big, you know,
Kobe.
They scored real big. So shout outs to Mel, Melly Baby. It's Melly Baby on IG. Check her out. You know, holler at her if you need some stuff done. You know, they got all their information, you know, inquiries and links and everything like that. So check them out. It's your boy, John and Jam and Melly on the Splits podcast. Check them out on all platforms. You already know the deal, you know. You already know the deal. But let me go ahead and give one for the Splits. Go ahead, I got one for the Splits. Keep doing what you're doing. It's not going unnoticed. Like I said, all unbiased aside, all bias aside, I'm really enjoying what I'm seeing out of y'all guys and lady. So keep it up. And get me on an episode, Mel. Get me on an episode, man. I promise you it'll be one of the best episodes you ever had. No cap. that's all bias. Oh man, but today, let's see what we got today. Big Ann's top 10 Marvel superheroes. Yes. I may piss a lot of people off with this one. I may piss a lot of people off with this one. We're gonna try to keep it short, calm, and collective. I don't want to go too deep into each character because obviously we'll be here for like 10 hours and nobody has that type of time to talk about Marvel unless you're Big Ant. Let's do it, man. Let's do it. All right. Coming in at number 10. Please, I'm telling you, this is just my opinion. Please don't kill me in the comments. Don't come in my Facebook. Don't come in my IG, in my messages, and telling me that I made a mistake. Okay, this is just my opinion. Okay, my opinion, please. I know sometimes y'all come in my throat with these top 10s. Number 10, I have Spider-Man. Now, to a lot of you, they'd be like, oh, how the hell Spider-Man is number 10 that low? You're absolutely insane. I know. But the thing to me is Spider-Man is cool. But he's not really too engaging for me. He's kind of like that repetitive character. He does the same kind of things over and over again. You know, like in between all the iterations of his style from like, you know, the movies with, you know, Toby and the newer cast and stuff like that. I mean, it's okay. You know, it's okay. But he's been doing the same thing for so long. And, you know, and for those of you that are like really into Spider-Man lore, I'm probably like way off. And there's probably been like comics and episodes where he did some, you know, pretty spectacular shit. But from the outside looking in, he's just a Spider-Man. That's all. Spider-Man. He's got like semi-super strength. And, you know, he swings around. And that's it. He's not really doing so much, you know. Well, let me take that back. Outside of his Spidey sense, which can detect, you know, harm, which is I guess kind of cool and kind of like his thing. We were talking earlier at work, and I asked my boy. I said, "Dog, can Spider-Man beat Batman?" And he told me no. And then I went to the simple fact, like asking him why. And he went to tell me that, you know, Batman is smart. He's intelligent. He's got gadgets. He's got, you know, this, this, and that. He's got armor, all of the above. But then I defended my spider fans. Yes, I was out there with my spider fans. I said, I brought up the Spidey sense. I said, bro, he has a built-in chemistry thing, equilibrium, or whatever you want to call it, power, that detects hits before it hits him. You know, he can dodge like almost everything. Like literally, not even just from Batman, but just from literally everything. You know, like lasers and guns and, you know, basic attacks, melee attacks, weapon attacks, you know, stuff like the shield attacks. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Captain America. We're going to talk about you later. but he has the ability to know when it's coming. So, like, if Batman threw everything at Spider-Man, he would dodge, like, probably, like, 98%, 98.2% of every attack. I was like, yo, Spider-Man would definitely destroy Batman if it came down to it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, if it came down to it. But, he's not perfect by any means, you know. And you know, he's made a lot of mistakes and, you know, bad choices in his career as Spider-Man. I'm not gonna get too deep, but if you guys know what I'm saying, you guys know what I'm saying. But I think also, you know what I'm saying, like the thing that makes me like him and why he made my list is because he's almost human. Well, he is human, but like he's almost like a regular person, other than the fact that he can shoot webs and has strength, super strength, and Spidey sense. I think that he's more almost to the where he's like an actual human, a regular human, that makes him so relatable. You know, his story with his uncle and, you know, with Mary Jane and stuff like that reminds me of when I was a teenager. And then obviously, like, losing people you love and being in love with somebody that, you know, is in love with somebody else, and you're trying to fight back for her, and et cetera, et cetera. You know, he's like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's okay. You know, he's not super fast, and he's not super strong, and, you know, he's very intelligent. I'll give him that. You know, and he's killer with the camera. You know, don't get it twisted. And my man is a photographer. You know what I'm saying? He's a photographer, bro. But yeah, man. You know, he's the underdog. You know, he's the underdog in most cases. He fights like super big villains and you know, crazy strength big villains. You know, you got Rhino and Dr. Octopus and Sandman, just to name a few. So he's the underdog in most of his fights, and he comes out on top almost every time. And it's you know, he's relatable. That's why the main thing to me is he's relatable. He's almost human, which makes me like him even more. It's like, hey, that guy's just almost like me. He's not super over the top like you know, like a lot of these other Marvel superheroes. You know what I'm saying? He's not like I was gonna say Iron Man. But Iron Man, you know, you put on a suit, and when he gets out of the suit, he's like, he's a human, you know, other than the power core he keeps in his chest. But, you know, he's not over the top, like, you know, like the Hulk or, who else is like super strong and super out there? Silver Surfer or I don't know, you know what I'm talking about, you know, like Doctor Strange or something like that, like super powerful with powers and you know, actually like a damn mutant, you know. So I got him coming in at number 10. I know I'm gonna catch a lot of heat for it, but I mean, I got others that I just like that much more that I put on my list. So at least he made the list. Think about that, Spider-Man fans. At least he made the list. Hey, because I left a lot of people out. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Captain America. Okay, so before the Captain America fans come kill me, bro. Oh, man. Okay, speaking of Iron Man, number 9, I have Iron Man. What's there not to say about Iron Man? He's probably one of the coolest, one of the smartest, one of the richest guys in the Marvel Universe. Next to Batman is DC. Almost slipped up there. Hey. But he's just super cool. You know, he's got this I almost cussed again. I'm just gonna say, he's got this fucking cool ass robot armor that makes him fly, and you know, he technically doesn't have any superpowers, but he can go toe to toe with like anybody. You know, I'm talking like Thor, Hulk, Captain America, you know, Hawkeye, Ant-Man, War Machine, you know, any of those, he can go toe to toe with a lot of people due to the fact that his suit is freaking crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. And that's my thing. You know, I think out of all the Avengers, I think Iron Man is probably my favorite next to the Hulk. It's like almost a tie between him and the Hulk. But you know, him being a billionaire and being able to build this, you know, have the intelligence to build this suit, man. And it's just like, it's just the coolest. I was about to say the bestest, like I'm 10 years old. I'm just going to say it. He's like the bestest, you know, and, you know, he knows how to fight. He's got a proton beam and all types of stuff. And then he gets out of the suit and he's just Tony Stark's. And he's just a regular person, and you get to see both sides of that character. And it's just really cool, man. It's just really cool, you know. And you know, all through all the evolutions of Iron Man and different suits he has, you know, like the Mark 42, you know, and different suits that can make him faster. And you know, it's just crazy, man. It's crazy. And I read a fact earlier that his suit is not made of iron, but of titanium gold alloy. What? How are you? I'm not even going to read into that. You know, yeah, man, he's just a very powerful dude with a lot of cool abilities in a cool suit. And he's rich. He's rich, like super rich, billionaire. Look at my suit. Look at this. Y'all can't touch me. Who said money can't buy happiness? Shout out to my boy Iron Man. So we got Spider-Man number 10. Iron Man number 9. I have Hulk at number 8. I had to put them close together because they're very much in the same lane for me. I'm gonna keep it calm and cool and very short about the Hulk. What's there not to like about the Hulk? I mean, come on, you know? He's damn near like immortal. You know, he's like, you can't really kill him. He's super strong. He can throw anything. He can get beat up and get back up. You know? I don't know, man. I always liked the split personality, Bruce Banner and the Hulk. You know, he gets mad and gets triggered and he turns into this big monster that cannot be stopped. And I remember watching the old 80s Hulk TV show, and it always was his lady that got him to calm down. And I'll never forget it. I used to watch it at my grandparents' house. And I remember, like, you know, growing up and getting angry and thinking, like, you know, thinking about the Hulk, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, his abilities are just, you know, super cool. He has regeneration. He's probably the strongest hero, if I'm not mistaken. He has like a super jump. He can jump very fast. I mean, not fast, but he could jump very far, very high. He's fast for his size. You know, this big ass dude, he's really kind of fast. And, you know, amongst the rest of the Avengers minus Iron Man, the rest of the Avengers are kind of average. And I think Hulk's strength and his abilities make him stand out a little bit more, other than his super size, you know, and super strength. He just has everything else that that the rest of them lack. You know, he has that presence, you know what I'm saying? And you know, he also did the, you know, who can forget, he picked up Thor's hammer. Obviously nobody could pick up Thor's hammer, and Hulk obviously picked it up and was like, yo, come on, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on, bro. And yeah, man, I think, you know, and oh yeah, I wrote this down. I also read that I think it's in a comic, it's not in a movie or anything, it's in a comic, that Bruce Banner had tried committing suicide, but he shot himself, but he spit out the bullet. Come on, bro. What? That's insane. How you try to kill yourself, catch the bullet, and then spit it out? Come on. Come on. That's just... he can't die. He can't die. But I think the sole reason why I like him so much, other than the obvious being super strong and super big and super fast and all that, is the relationship that the Hulk has with Banner. And, you know, it kind of in a resemblance... you know, it's kind of like a representation of mental illness and alternate, like an alternate personality within somebody, you know. And it's kind of cool. It's, his story is very intriguing, and the character and him battling that and his anger problems, obviously. Hulk smash, Hulk is mad, like, you know, and that's when he turns into the Hulk, is when he's triggered. So that whole story behind that is like, don't get Bruce mad. You get Bruce mad, he turns into one of the strongest and most, you know, greatest superheroes of this list. You know, like, he can go toe-to-toe with, like, everybody. You know, it's the Hulk, man. I said I was going to keep it short, and it's still blabbered. Come on, it's the Hulk, bro. It's the Hulk. So we have Spider-Man, Iron Man, Hulk. Who do we have next? Who do we have next? Up next, I have the Punisher. I'm going to keep this one short. You want to know why I picked the Punisher? Ask me why I picked the Punisher. Because he's cool, bro. That's it. He's cool. but seriously, the Punisher, I think the reason why I like Punisher, well, as a kid or growing up, a teenager, obviously the skull logo, I have it on my car. I still have it on my Challenger. It's one of my hood ornaments. It's one of my favorite logos. I almost got it tattooed on me. Don't ask me if I got it, because I didn't. I almost got it tattooed, like, back when I was like 18, 19 years old. I think that, you know, he's just he's a very strong human, you know, obviously great with guns and weapons. And I think that, I think that his story is what, obviously when I got older, his story and his dark past and why he's really different than the others. You know, his character is, you know, very realistic and very, I mean, you know, he's a cool dude that knows how to use weapons. His weaponry intelligence is off the charts. You know, he kills the bad guys. You know, he doesn't send them to prison like Spider-Man. He kills the bad guys. And even though some people don't see him completely as a superhero, I mean, he's just cool, dog. I mean, I told you, I'm keeping it simple. I'm keeping it simple. He's just cool, bro. That's all I'm gonna say, bro. That's all I'm gonna say. I can't. That's it, man. Cool. He's got a cool logo. He's got cool guns. He knows how to fight. He knows how to shoot. He's got a cool coat. His cloak, that it's not even a cloak. It's like a trench coat. His whole get up. The two handguns. The two Glocks. Whatever they are. Smith and Wesson. Desert Eagles. You know, the golden gun. The golden gun from 007. Yeah, he's got those. Two of them. Come on, man. Come on. I don't need to say anymore, bro. I don't even need to say anymore. So we have Spider-Man, Iron Man, Hulk, Punisher. Who do we have? What is that? 10, 9, 8, 7. Who do we have at number 6? Number 6, I think I'm going to give... See, I have one and then another one next to each one of these, just in case I wanted to change my mind at the end. Number 6, I have... what's this, 6? Hulk? I mean, wait. Spider-Man, Iron Man, Hulk, Punisher. Yeah, number 6. Number 6, I have Ant-Man. Obviously, because his name is Ant-Man. No, I'm joking. Ant-Man. Oh, man. Where do I start with this guy? You guys already know Ant-Man. The ability to control his size makes him super cool. Okay? And his name is Ant-Man. He can go down to the size of an ant, like at an instant. I mean, come on, man. I think he's super unappreciated. I think he's under the radar. A lot of people don't give him shine. And you can grow. He can grow super big and wreck shit, or he can shrink small, you know, real small to an ant to get past the big guys without nobody knowing. You know, super stealth mode. You know what I'm saying? And he can also control insects. He can control bugs. You know, those two superpowers, or three superpowers, if you count shrink, grow, and control insects, is really why I like him the most, and why he's such a strong character, and why I have him at number 6. You know, he's just awesome, man. He's just awesome. You know, it's just the ability to change size is what really sells me. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if he pulls up regular size ant, you know, no pun intended, he pulls up regular size ant, he can grow to the big ant. Yo, what's good? You know? Or if there's somebody bigger than the big ant, he can go real small and just sneak past him. You know? And I don't know, man. His powers are just really cool, man. And his backstory is cool, you know. And you know, it's backstory real quick. He's, you know, just a regular teenager. And you know, he just acts super cool. And you know, he's always looking out for his daughter, family man. And everything just meshes real well. But having a suit that can shrink and get big and control insects, how you communicate with the ants, bro? Just tell the ants to do your job. You know, that's crazy. Yo, put some respect on my boy. Put some respect on Ant-Man, goddammit. Ant-Man for president. Oh man, let's see here. We have Spider-Man, Iron Man, Hulk, Punisher, Ant-Man. Man, that's a crazy list so far, right? I know a lot of you are probably sitting here like thinking, like, come on, Ant, like really? Like out of all out of all the characters, this is who your first five are from the bottom up. You know what I'm saying? This is your first five. But yeah, man, Spider-Man, Iron Man, Hulk, Punisher, Ant-Man. Yeah, I like that. Like I said, on my notes, I have actually 20. I have one next to the other, just in case I need to make a change. But so far, my list has been rocking the way it's intended to. Let me get some water real quick. Damn, I'm getting parched. Oh man. Yo, Perrier, come through with the promo, bro. You know what I'm saying? Let me get an ad slot. Let me get an ad slot. I love Perrier, man. All right, so what did I say? Spider-Man, Iron Man, Hulk, Punisher, Ant-Man. Let me look at my list here. That's a 1, 2, that's a 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. So coming in at number 5, obviously, I'm going Venom. The fuck you thought? Come on, mate, I was going to have Spider-Man on here and not Venom. Come on, bro. Come on, Venom, man. This one holds a little special place in my heart because I remember playing the Spider-Man game. Well, yeah, it's Spider-Man, but it's called Maximum Carnage for the Sega Genesis. Yes, I am that old. I'm showing my age right now. Maximum Carnage. It came in a red cartridge. I will never forget it. One of the hardest games I've ever tried to beat as a kid. Like, super fucking hard. And you were able to pick in between Spider-Man and Venom. That was the first time I saw Venom. I had no idea who Venom was. And I remember like, yo, who is this? Who is this black version of Spider-Man? Why does he look so mean? And the thing that got me, you know, his story, obviously. But the thing that got me was, at first, he was kind of like the anti-hero, almost villain. And then as of lately, like, Marvel has began making him like into a hero, you know, or, you know, at least into the anti-hero, where they kind of like play both sides, you know. He has the look, and I think I would like him better if he was a total bad guy. But the anti-hero is cool, you know. It's a cool look. It's like that guy, like, you don't want to root for, but you like him anyways. Same thing with like with the Punisher. You know, he kind of looks like a bad guy, but he's a good guy. You know, anti-hero. And I think Eddie just was more of an anti-hero for the most of his career, you know, as Venom, or, you know, even as Toxin or anti-Venom. Like, anti-Venom was really cool. I really like that shtick, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard for me, you know, like, not to put Spider-Man and Venom together. So I had to put him on the list. I just personally like Venom, you know, obviously, you know, aesthetically, his looks. And it's just, you know, he has that trademark mouth, pause, with the tongue and all the sharp teeth. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, he has the cool look, man. He has the cool, cool look. And the, you know, the whole symbiote, how do you say that? Oh man, y'all gonna roast me. Symbiote, I think it's called symbiote. The thing that Eddie carries, is the whole story behind that and how that acts and carries into different hosts, like different people, and can control them is dope. That's a dope, dope, dope thing. And, you know, the depending on which Venom you talk about is which Venom you probably will like. You know, you have the hero, anti-hero, but then you have the villain, you know. And yeah, man, come on, it's just it's one of those aesthetics, you know. It's just, he's just a badass. He's just a bad ass. Now, when the new movie comes out with Carnage, I'm trying to see how he acts in that. That's what I want to see. I want to see how he reacts on the movie screen with Carnage. you know, which Eddie are we gonna get then, you know? And you know, he's just cool, man. He's cool. He can change, like, you know, he could change his form, you know, and he can, it's just, you know, he's the MVP. He could play both sides, a bad guy and a good guy, bro. Why can't you, can't go wrong there. You cannot go wrong there. Shout out to my boy Eddie, man. Venom. Y'all already know. Okay, so recap. Number 10, Spider-Man. Number 9, Iron Man. Number 8, Hulk. Number 7, Punisher. Number 6, Ant-Man. Number 5, Venom. Oh, man. We're getting down. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty, baby. The nitty-gritty. Number... Oh, man. This one was hard. This one was... I don't know which one to pick on this one. Coming in number 4, man. Oh, this is hard, man. This is, I didn't think it was going to be this hard. I have Gambit, okay? I have Gambit. It was in between Gambit and Cyclops, okay? I'm just going to go with Gambit. Simply because of Marvel vs. Capcom 2 was one of my favorite characters to play in Marvel vs. Capcom 2. If you never played Marvel vs. Capcom 2, I'm showing my age again. But if you never played Marvel vs. Capcom 2, I suggest you play it immediately. One of the best fighting games, and probably still one of the best fighting games of all time. He was one of my favorite characters to pick. I mean, it's Gambit. This man throws cards. He throws cards, like, literally. You know, like, I'm not too good on his lore, but, like, they're, like, they got stuff in him, like plasma or some shit or whatever. I mean, you know, his ammunition is actual playing cards, you know, and I think that, I wish he had his own solo movie. We've been getting and are getting a lot of solo Marvel movies, and I'm surprised that he hasn't got one yet. And, you know, he's just a cool dude. Another cool dude. Got a cool trench coat. Got a cool look. His eyes are always red. Not because he smokes, but that's just his thing. He throws these cards that are powered, you know, and it's Gambit, you know, he's a martial artist. He has, I think he has, if my memory's correct, I didn't write this down. He has kinetic ability. That might be what's surrounding the cards. And, He's just fucking Gambit. He's cool as fuck. I could have picked Cyclops. I could have picked Cyclops, and then, you know, gotten the whole thing with what's his girl's name? That's Jean, right? It's Jean. Rogue. Yeah, it's Rogue. Okay. So number 10, Spider-Man. Number 9, Iron Man. Number 8, Hulk. Number 7, Punisher. Number 6, Ant-Man. Number 7, Venom. Number 10, Spider-Man. Number 9, Iron Man. Number 8, Hulk. Number 7, Punisher. Number 6, Ant-Man. Number 5, Venom. Number 4, Gambit. There we go. Had a tongue twister there. Coming in at number 3. This is where things get a little tricky, bro. This is when things get a little tricky, bro. This is hard. I may have to take some time and recollect my thoughts on these last. It's 3, but in reality, it's 6. I don't know, man. It's so hard, bro. It's so hard, man. It's so hard. Okay, I'm just gonna go with my gut. Number 3 is Iceman. Yes, Iceman made my top 3. Again, shout out to Marvel vs. Capcom. He is in the fighting game. Let's see. He's hard to kill. He's basically indestructible. Okay, he's basically indestructible. He can control any and all H2O particles. You know, he could, in theory, be able to freeze the, you know, blood of his foes, which I think is really cool. I was reading an article and somebody had wrote, he has the ability to control H2O particles. There's H2O in our blood. So if he really wanted to, he could freeze people. He can freeze people from the inside, you know? Come on. That's freaking cool. You know, he'll freeze them, shatter them, they're gone. Okay? You know, he builds walls of ice. He can fly super fast. He can freeze the atmosphere. I mean, he can smash people into a million pieces. And, you know, he can smash himself. Or if he gets blown up or he gets broke into, you know, thousands and thousands of pieces, he just reforms himself out of the surrounding moisture, which is basically literally, I don't know, guys, let's say it together, everywhere. He's pretty, I mean, it's a guy made out of ice. He's a guy made out of ice, you know, but he's like the first one on this list besides, I would say, Venom and the Hulk that actually look like a mutant. You know, this dude is made out of ice, you know, super ice. And, you know, he just the being able to freeze and control H2O particles and be able to shatter and be able to, you know, break and reform again, you know. He has the, I don't know, man. Does he, I was going to say he has the ability to hang with some of the people that I list, but I don't think so. I think the only person he's beaten is probably, I don't know, Punisher, maybe Gambit. You know, that's me being biased because I love both of them, but, you know, super cool being able to control ice and do all that. Like, I'm a real big, likable person when it comes to certain characters being able to control their surroundings. You know, being able to do things with ice and water is really cool. And obviously, the, you know, being able to regen if he's broke, you know, if he gets shattered or, you know, anything like that, he can reform again. And you know, all around is super cool. You know, aesthetically, he looks freaking awesome. I mean, it's a dude that's he's an ice. He's basically just an Iceman. Like, what his name is, just Iceman. You know what I'm saying? Just a damn Iceman. Shoot. Down to the last two, baby. Down to the last two. If you guys know me, you should already know who number one is. A lot of you who don't know me may be surprised. But for those of you who really, 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 really know me, obviously know who my number two is. And it's your boy. It's your boy Wolverine, man. Come on, who you thought, bro?
Kobe.
Stupid. Who you thought, bro? I got Wolvie. Mr. Wolvie coming in at number two, baby. And let's see. First of all, Wolverine, he's agile, he's fast, he's powerful. He's real arrogant. Like, if you guys remember the old school X-Men TV show, the cartoon show that used to play after school, he was an arrogant prick. I didn't see it back then, but now I see it when I watch it recently, like on Netflix and stuff. He was an arrogant prick. Like, he was an asshole. I got it, bub. You know what I'm saying? He was an asshole. But I mean, he's just a badass. He's strong, anti-hero. He has also regenerative skills. I wrote this down somewhere. Give me a second. I wrote this down. I forgot what his claws are made out of. I wrote it down somewhere, but he has super strong claws. You know, I forgot what they're called. I wrote it down somewhere. I'm sorry, and I forgive you, super, super Wolverine fans out there. But they're like super. They're super hard. They're super raw. And I mean, what else? You know, he's a great brawler. Physical strength. You know, come on, man. There's just everything. This guy has everything. There was times where I think what was it? Who did he fight? I don't remember the name of the comic, but there was a couple of episodes where he actually fought Juggernaut, and I think it no, I take that back. He fought Sabretooth, and I remember Sabretooth in the comic, Sabretooth, you know, because he's got claws, obviously. I remember Sabretooth cut his torso, like his stomach area, like Wolvie's stomach area, and all of his guts came out, intestines and all. This man, Wolverine, picked up his goddamn intestines, put them back inside, and held them and fought and finished the fight with Sabretooth with one arm. Fam, what? Come on, man. Come on, man. Are you serious? Come on. But other than that, you guys already know he's basically here it goes right here. Indestructible adamantium. How you say this? I sound like a fucking idiot. Adamantium. There it is. Adamantium. That's what his claws are made out of. And I think his skeleton too, like his whole body. Well, not the flesh and blood and the muscles, but the core of his body is made out of that. And, you know, obviously, like I said, his regenerative skills, healing abilities, you know, it says, oh, this person here that wrote on this article, it says it right here. You know, his regenerative healing ability is unmatched even by Sabretooth, which has proven him to be hyper immortal. Because even Asgardians can die. Although I chose Hulk to be an extremely close second, I believe Wolverine would outlast him and find a way to cut his head off. Wolverine for number one. Damn, well, you snapped. but yeah, man, all of the above. Wolverine aesthetically, cool outfit, cool colors, cool superpowers. The claws and being able to regen his health, basically making him immortal, is why he's top. He's top tier for me. Number two, it was close because it was either Wolverine or I was gonna give it to Storm. I really like Storm. That's my honorable mention for number two, which was Storm. And we could talk about Storm all day as well. I'm trying to make this as cool as possible. You know, short. You know, not too much to bore you guys with my lore and my opinion. But I mean, come on. If you guys know me, my number one,
Kobe.
I said my number one.
He's heating up.
No, I said my number one.
Boom shakalaka.
Is obviously Deadpool. Come on, like you guys didn't see that coming. Like you guys didn't see that coming, bro. Oh man,
he's on fire.
Obviously, number one, Deadpool. Sentimental values attached. One of my favorite comic super Marvel superheroes of all time. I have him and Lady Deadpool tatted on me as we speak. On my right arm, I have a full dedicated sleeve to both characters, both versions. I mean, Deadpool, obviously, cocky, arrogant, can cuss in his movies, got blood in his movies. Just a super cool outfit. His aesthetic wise is just amazing. Very, very nice with the katana. His weaponry is awesome. Grenades, all that. Guns, machine guns, SMGs, knives, katanas, swords, blades. You name it, he knows how to use it. He's also immune to psychic attacks. He's damn near immortal. I think he can't die. I don't think he can die at all. There's comic books I read where he gets blown up to smithereens and he regens. He has... You know, what else does he have? You know, his personality is what really got me. Like I said, an arrogant, cocky son of a bitch. And, you know, he's like the hero that you love to hate, but you like him because he's such an asshole. He's a cocky asshole. So his personality over everything, you know, is just over the top. You guys have seen the movies, just over the top funny. And, you know, his healing factor is better than most, probably most than any other hero. You know, obviously he can reattach his limbs. Like if he gets his arm cut off, he can, you know, pick his arm up and put it back on there and it'll actually heal. So there's like basically no way to kill him. I still don't think there's no way to kill him. His fighting skills are top notch. He knows how to fight. He knows how to throw hands. You know, he has, like I said, he has many, you know, weaponry. You know, he has a lot of things that he's good with. And, you know, I don't know, man. When it comes down to it, I think that he can beat anyone just simply by, you know, him healing, you know. I don't know, man. What is there not to like about Deadpool? You know, like I said, he's just an all around, you know, person. His backstory is awesome. You know, being who he was and how he became Deadpool and how he tried to protect his identity. And he's just, man, you know, I think he's just a confused soul, you know, and he's just doing what he loves best. And, you know, Wade Wilson just is just crazy. It's just crazy, you know. And, you know, they call him the Merc with the mouth. He just loves to talk shit. And I love to talk shit. If you guys are on my Facebook, you guys know I love to talk shit. And, yeah, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a lot of people saying his regeneration powers are close to Wolverine's. And, you know, like I said, he's a master swordsman, nasty with the swords, nasty with the guns, grenades, all that, you know, and he loves chimichangas. Who doesn't love chimichangas, man? So all around, you guys already know Deadpool is my favorite. I got it tatted on me. It was my first sleeve. I got him and the lady Deadpool on my right arm. It was my first sleeve, my first real big tattoo that was below the elbow, which I almost shit bricks going home to my mom with that one. And you know, it's just a funny dude, man. And he's a very skilled fighter, you know, whether it be in melee or, you know, long range. And like I said, the regeneration, and, you know, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. I mean, I can go really, really, really deep, you know, like into death, and, you know, like death is in love with Deadpool. You know, like, it's crazy. The lore goes on and on and on. You know, it's crazy. And, you know, even when, like, you know, some of his comics, he passes the fourth wall and he's, like, talking to you. Like, he's talking to you through the comic. Like, actually you. That's fucking dope as hell. And, you know, he has the costume. You know, he has the in between all of that, you know, the costume and everything is great. You know, and he likes chimichangas, man. He likes chimichangas, man. Oh, man. But, you know, he's pure comedy, pure humor. Like I said, he gets the cuss and he gets to have blood in his movie. His movies are rated R and I love it. They did a good job so far on his representation. And I can't wait for the next one. I know there's going to be a third one. Has to be. And, yeah, man. Yeah, so you guys already know. That's my list, man. Excuse me, the seltzer water is coming up. Almost burped in the mic. Just to recap, you guys. Check me out. Number 10, we have Spider-Man. Number 9, we have Iron Man. Number 8, we have Hulk. Number 7, we have Punisher. Number 6, we have Ant-Man. Number 5, we have Venom. Number 4, we have Gambit. You know what? It's Gambit / Cyclops. Okay, I'm just gonna give it to him. Number 3, we have Iceman. Number 2, Wolvie. It's the Wolverine himself. And of course, number 1, Wade Wilson, aka Deadpool. You already know. It's your boy. So, oh man, let me sit up a little bit. Gotta get some more water, man. You guys are talking me to death, man. I can see you talk about Marvel all. Well, at least the characters that I really give crap about. You know, some made the list that I just like aesthetically wise, obviously Punisher. But I know he has a story to tell. And I can't really tell you all the story because I'm really not into it like that. I just like the character overall. And Punisher had a very cool arcade game for those. For those of you who don't know, he had an under the radar, underappreciated arcade game. It was really dope. Let me take a swig of this water and we're going to close the show out, baby. Perry here, hook me up with a promo, bro. Okay, here we go. So, you guys who've made it this far in the episode, I appreciate you guys. If you've been, if you're new here, we appreciate you. Trust me, we do. Hit the follow on all my social medias, IG, Facebook. Everything can be in one link. It's in one link. It's my personal website that has links to everything, even my music. I do rap from time to time. I got some new music out. And if you're interested in checking out my music, checking out any of my info, my background, my behind the scenes pictures, it's all located on my social media. Every social media has that link. Don't be afraid to like, follow, subscribe. I'm on all platforms. You guys already know: Apple, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartMusic, Google, Overcast, Amazon, you name it. It's not hard to find me, bro. Check me out. Follow me if you like what we talking about. And I'll keep you guys posted later this week with more updates. On Friday's episode, we got King's Disease 2 album review. Me and my boy Martinez got jokes, rewind clip. You already know the vibes. But before we go, what we do at the end of the episode, guys? Gotta hit you guys with that respect button one time. Thank you guys again. It is such a pleasure to be back. Again, I want to give a shout out to everybody that's been rocking with us. If you're new here, we appreciate you. If you've been rocking with us, we appreciate you even more. Shout out to my boy Martinez Got Jokes. Follow him on all social platforms. Martinez_Got_Jokes. Shout out to the Splits Podcast. My boy John and Jam and Mel. They're on every platform. Just search them up. Hit them with a follow. Listen to their stuff. Great people. You guys already know the vibes. It's your boy B.I.G. I'll see you guys Friday. We out this bitch.